And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bannex, and Sebring. Member FDIC. We're going to get you started here with some local news. The Village of Sebring will host its 6th annual cleanup day, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, June 6th, which is this upcoming Saturday, for the Sebring Village and Township residents only. The collection site is William Street, which is the former site of the LMS factory in Sebring Industries. Acceptable items are appliances, batteries, scrap metals, and tires. However, no rims will be accepted. An early drop-off of tires is not allowed. Prescription drugs and anything with wet paint are not accepted. For those who are not physically able or the elderly who need help getting unwanted items to the collection point, call the village office at 989-883-2150 ahead of time if help is needed. Volunteers are needed for at the collection site, and you can contact the village for more information. And the Huron County Economic Development Corporation is seeking public input as it continues planning for the future of electric vehicle charging infrastructure across the county. Officials have launched a new survey aimed at gathering feedback on where residents believe fast charging stations should be located, along with what amenities and features they would like to see offered at those sites. The survey is part of a broader EV infrastructure study that began in 2025 to assess current charging availability and identify potential locations for future development throughout Huron County. Researchers from Michigan State University are conducting the study and say responses will help shape recommendations for future charging station investments. The survey takes about 10 to 15 minutes to complete, is confidential, is open to licensed drivers ages 18 and older. We do have a link in our article on thumbnet.net that you can click on to go to that survey. And additional information, as well as another link to participate, can be found through the Huron County Economic Development Corporation. Officials say community feedback will play a key role in determining how EV charging access expands in the years ahead. And a fire on Friday night near Neeb Road, east of Carpenter Road, destroyed a small barn after flames spread from a trash burn conducted several days earlier. According to responding firefighters, lingering heat from the burn area ignited nearby grass, allowing the fire to spread to the structure. The barn sustained extensive damage and was considered a total loss. Crews from the Bad Axe Fire Department and Siegel Township Fire Department responded to the scene and brought the fire under control, with no injuries being reported. Thumb Broadcasting would like to thank Bad Axe and Siegel Township Fire Departments for the time they took to provide the information and answer our questions in regard to the fire. And a recall effort is underway once again in Huron County, targeting Commissioner Steve Vaughn. The second round of petition of language failed to pass the election board's standard for clarity and factuality, so it was back to the drawing boards once again. Petition organizers are seeking a special election to remove Vaughn from his District 4 seat on the Huron County Board of Commissioners. The petition cites Vaughn's vote in favor of Resolution 2585 on July 8th of 2025, a measure that cleared the way for up to 15,000 acres of solar energy development in county-designated zone townships. Supporters of the recall argue that the vote carries long-term implications for land use and local development. The petition language identifies Vaughn's support of the resolution as the basis of the recall request. Under Michigan election law, recall petitions must gather enough valid signatures from registered voters within the elected official's district before the measure can advance to the ballot. If certified, voters in District 4 would decide whether Vaughn remains in office. No election date's been announced and petition circulation is ongoing. And we'll be right back after this message from our sponsor, Bayport State Bank.
This is Michelle Shaw from Bayport State Bank. It's that time of year where we team up with the Pigeon Chamber of Commerce for our annual Hot Dog and Brat Barbecue fundraiser, raising funds for the Farmer's Summerfest in Pigeon. The Hot Dog and Brat Barbecue will be held right here at the Pigeon office of Bayport State Bank this Thursday from 10 a.m. until we are sold out. Takeouts are available, plus delivery of orders within 4 miles of Pigeon with a minimum order of $15 can be made by calling Bayport State Bank at 989-453-2225. Please join us for lunch and support the events at this year's Summerfest.
Please join our community for the Hot Dog and Brat Barbecue held at the Pigeon office of Bayport State Bank on Thursday, June 4th from 10 a.m. until they're sold out, with proceeds supporting this year's Farmer's Summerfest in Pigeon. Bayport State Bank, with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC.
And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.